Chapter 4. Manuscripts / Testimonies. In some instances, Ellen White's writings were not published, or she wrote about particular subjects in a style that cannot be classified as letters, articles, or books. Such materials are designated as manuscripts. A few of Mrs. White's statements on Oakwood can be found in these manuscripts. Mrs. White's correspondence on the Oakwood School was current and active. She could support the school most effectively by dialoguing with others about it. So, comments about Oakwood and other denominational happenings are, for the most part, not included in her books. Most books that do have comments about Oakwood are posthumous compilations. A couple of quotations are in her books, however, and these are classified as testimonies. These testimonies are similar to letters and articles, but are not necessarily addressed to anyone in particular. 1. Centers of Influence, 1902. A good beginning has been made in the southern field. In the forward march of events, the Lord has wrought most wonderfully for the advancement of His work. Battles have been fought, victories won. Favorable impressions have been made, much prejudice has been removed. In the night season, I was taken by my guide from place to place, from city to city in the south. I saw the great work to be done, that which ought to have been done years ago. We seemed to be looking at many places. Our first interest was for the places where the work has already been established, and for those where the way has opened for a beginning to be made. I saw where there are institutions for the advancement of the Lord's work. One of these places was Graysville, and another, Huntsville, where we have industrial schools. These schools are to receive encouragement and help, for the Lord led in their establishment. Each has advantages of its own. From the light given me, I know that the work at Hildebrand, if properly managed, will be a great blessing to the surrounding country. I have been instructed that we must establish schools in just such districts, away from the cities and their temptations. Eternity alone will reveal the work accomplished for the colored people by the small schools at Vicksburg, Yazoo City, and other points in the South. In this field, we need many more such schools. We must provide greater facilities for the education and training of the youth, both white and colored, in the South. Schools are to be established away from the cities, where the youth can learn to cultivate the soil, and thus help to make themselves and the school self-supporting. In connection with these schools, all the different lines of work, whether agricultural or mechanical, that the situation of the place will warrant, are to be developed. Let means be gathered for the establishment of such schools. In them, students may gain an education that, with God's blessing, will prepare them to win souls to Christ. If they unite with the Savior, they will grow in spirituality and will become valuable workers in His vineyard. With our larger schools should be connected small sanitariums, that the students may have opportunity to gain a knowledge of medical missionary work. This line of work is to be brought into our schools as part of the regular instruction. Small sanitariums should be established in connection with the schools at Graysville and Huntsville. Nashville as a center. As a people, we should take a special interest in the work at Nashville. At the present time, this city is a point of great importance in the southern field. Our brethren selected Nashville as a center for work in the south because the Lord, in His wisdom, directed them there. It is a favorable place in which to make a beginning. Our workers will find it easier to labor in this city for the colored race than in many other cities of the South. In this city, much interest is taken in the colored people by those not of our faith. In and near the city are large educational institutions for the colored people. The influence of these institutions has prepared the way for us to make this city a center for our work. Into the institutions of learning at Nashville, the truth is to find entrance. There are those in these institutions who are to be reached by the third angel's message. Everything that can be done to interest these teachers and students in the message of present truth should now be done, and it should be done in a wise and understanding manner. From the experienced teachers may be learned precious lessons regarding the best ways of helping the colored people. The truth is also to be brought before those who have given of their means and influence for the benefit of the colored race. They have taken a noble stand for the uplifting of this people. They are to see a representation of our work that will be to them an object lesson. We are to do all we can to remove the prejudice that exists in their minds against our work. If the efforts we put forth are in accordance with God's will, many among them will be convicted and converted. The Lord causes light to shine on the pathway of those who are seeking for light. Nashville is within easy access of Graysville and Huntsville. By the work in Nashville, the work at Graysville and Huntsville is to be confirmed and settled. Graysville and Huntsville are near enough to Nashville to strengthen the work there and to be strengthened by it. It was in accordance with God's purpose that the publishing work was started at Nashville. In the southern field, there is need of a printing office for the publication of the truth for this time, and especially for printing reading matter suitable for the different classes of people in this field. And there is no city in the South better suited than Nashville for the carrying forward of publishing work. The establishing of such an institution is an advance movement. If rightly managed, this institution will give character to the work in the South, and to many souls will be the means of imparting a knowledge of the truth. The Nashville Publishing House will still need to be assisted for a time by gifts and offerings. Sanitarium work also has been begun in Nashville. This must be wisely managed and given support. Medical missionary work is indeed the helping hand of the gospel ministry. It opens the way for the entrance of truth. I am instructed to caution my brethren in the southern field not to move hastily in establishing large enterprises and new centers just now, in a way that will divide their workers and their means, thus weakening their forces at this critical time in their work. Let them wait until some of the interests that have been started approach more nearly to perfection. Let them not rush into new enterprises before the institutions at Graysville and Huntsville are more firmly established and the interests centering in Nashville are strengthened. As yet, there are comparatively few places in the South that have been worked. There are many, many cities in which nothing has been done. Centers of influence may be established in many places by the opening up of health food stores, hygienic restaurants, and treatment rooms. Not all that needs to be done can be specified before a beginning is made. Let those in charge of the Southern work pray over the matter, and remember that God is guiding. Let no narrowness or selfishness be manifested. Plan to carry forward the work simply, sensibly, economically. 2. The Work in the South, 1902. It is time that every city in the South that can be entered should be worked. The people, both white and black, are to hear the testing message for this time. Our people were directed to Nashville because, in many respects, it was a favorable place for the publishing work and other important lines. Our workers find it easier to labor there for the uplifting of the colored race than in many other cities of the South. Prejudice against the introduction of plans for the education of the colored people is not so pronounced in Nashville as it is in other places. In Graysville, in Huntsville, and in many other places, God has been opening the way for the establishment of interests that will be as lights in a dark place, and will prepare the way for the acceptance of saving truth. 3. Nashville, 1902. In establishing schools, one important point is to secure land sufficient for the carrying forward of industries that will enable the students to be self-supporting. There should be land sufficient for the raising of the fruit and vegetables required by the school, and also some for sale. Agriculture should be made a financial benefit to the school. Nashville, Graysville, Huntsville, and Hildebrand have been presented to me as places favorable for the raising of crops for the use of the school and for marketing. 4. Our attitude toward the work and workers in the southern field, 1902. The entering of Nashville by our workers was providential. When I visited this place, I was instructed that it was to become a center for the Southern work. Graysville and Huntsville are so nearby that the institutions there can be helping hands to sustain the institutions in Nashville. Some of our brethren desired to begin the publishing work elsewhere, within their own borders, but this was not God's plan. There are to be memorials for God erected in cities. His work is not to be done in a corner, or simply at one or two points, like Graysville and Huntsville, but in many places, and in a variety of ways.
Our brethren in the South now have opportunity to reveal the strength of their faith. Whether or not they have faith sufficient to begin to make centers of influence in various places. If they continue to cherish a spirit of disunion, envy, and accusation against everyone who will do advanced work, they will fail of meeting the test. I had hoped that our brethren in the South would recognize the Lord's hand in leading our brethren to begin work in Nashville, making this a center. In this city, buildings offered at a low price were purchased and fitted up for use. Advantages were taken of circumstances favorable for a beginning. An excellent company of workers was brought together to labor in the publishing house. The Lord God looked upon them lovingly and approvingly. Had the brethren in the South appreciated the situation and been converted by the Holy Spirit of God, their influence would have been a savor of life unto life. If they had done more praying and less talking with one another, each deferring, this company of workers in the office of publication would have had peace and contentment and rest of soul. But the clashing of words has brought evil. This is one of the reasons that so little has been done in the South. The Lord calls upon his people to be converted, and instead of hindering the work, to help it, so that it shall advance. 5. A most beautiful place. 1904. The Huntsville School Farm is a most beautiful place, and with its 300 and more acres of land, should accomplish much in the line of industrial training and the raising of crops. Heavenly angels will be able to read, in the thrift and painstaking effort revealed in the care of the farm, the story of the improvement made by the students themselves in character building. The teachers in our schools should remember that they are not only to give the students lessons from books, but they are to teach them how to earn their own living by honest work. Such knowledge will be of inestimable value to them when they go forth to teach others of their race. There should be a special school for the younger ones. Fathers and mothers are to be placed on the land, and parents, as well as children, are to be given an education. Promising families are to be brought in and settled upon a piece of ground as large as shall be deemed best. In connection with the school, there should be an experienced carpenter who can teach the fathers and their boys how to build their houses, which are to be neat, convenient, inexpensive buildings. The mothers should be taught how to prepare food hygienically and how to care for the sick. The workers in the school at Huntsville are to have our tender sympathy and our practical aid. Do not let them suffer for the lack of facilities, for they are trying to educate the colored people. This school is in positive need of our care and our donations. 6. Needy Enterprises, 1905. The brethren and sisters of the Southern California Conference have done much to help the three sanitariums in their territory, and our friends in the East have lent their assistance. In this they have done well. At the August 1908 camp meeting in Los Angeles, our brethren pledged many thousands of dollars to the foreign missions, and Sister Gotzian, who has been a strong supporter of our California sanitariums, is desirous of transferring some of her means to the needy enterprises in Nashville, Madison, and Huntsville. 7. Act Your Part, 1907. My brethren and sisters in the South, will you not act your part in the good work of helping the Huntsville School? Have you not some time to spare in its behalf that you can devote to the sale of Christ's object lessons? By taking up this work, you will be acting as missionaries for the Lord Jesus. His approval will rest upon you as you try to assist the faithful workers in the Huntsville School. By circulating Christ's object lessons, not only will you be helping the Huntsville School, but you will be placing in the hands of men and women a book containing the most precious spiritual instruction. The Huntsville School is in need of help. Let our people take hold earnestly of the circulation of object lessons in its behalf. If you will act your part faithfully, the school can get the equipment that it so much needs. Christ says to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." 8. A broader work. 1907.
I was also instructed that in the South, a first-class sanitarium should be erected, where the colored people can be treated by hygienic methods, and where many youth can be trained to be skillful nurses and teachers of the gospel of Christ. Our people in the South must be quick in laying hold of advantages that are needed there. The true missionary spirit must be cherished in the hearts of all our workers. We have a school at Huntsville. If we are wise, we will make very decided efforts that the work of this school may be strengthened and conducted in no inferior way. 9. Words of Counsel to Our Colored People, 1908. I am instructed to say to our colored laborers, be kind in your families. Do not bring into the home circle any of the spirit or the customs of slavery. Let no harsh words be heard in your homes. Overcome disorderly habits. Never indulge a harsh, authoritative manner. Never treat your wife as your slave. Remember that you are members of the Lord's family, and that in this world you are to give an example of what the Lord expects the members of his family to be. Your lips are to be sanctified to the Lord's service. You are to be Christ-like in word and act. You may have witnessed much tyranny on the part of those who looked upon the Negro as their property, to be treated as they pleased. But because of this, you are not yourself in your home to be a tyrant. God is the owner of all human beings. Those who feel at liberty to torture those over whom they have authority will be dealt with by the Creator as they have dealt with those under them. Years ago, the truth should have been proclaimed from city to city in those fields where there are many colored people. In these cities, sanitariums and schools are to be established in suitable locations, and these institutions are not to be left barren of much-needed facilities, as the Huntsville School was left for many years. Those who knew of the condition of things in this school, both white and black, should have helped to raise means for the placing of the school where it could do a more successful work. Industries should be started in connection with this school that will help it to be self-supporting. The hearts of the colored people are not to be left without hope or courage. They are to be filled with hope by those who have learned to believe that the colored people appreciate the efforts put forth in their behalf and are ready to be co-workers with Christ, the master worker. To carry this work forward, helping the people, here a little and there a little, teaching them to live, not as if there were no hope of a change for the better in their condition, but as if there were something better for them, requires patient, earnest, judicious, persevering effort. But such effort is richly rewarded. For this work, many men and women of the colored race are to be educated to work as missionaries for their own people. These workers are not to feel that their sphere of labor is to be among the white people. They are to be educated and trained to be missionaries within their own borders. Perseverance. To many of the colored people, the difficulties against which they have to contend seem insurmountable. But there are those who will not give up. All who are conscientiously and in the fear of God trying to acquire an education are to be encouraged. There is talent among the colored race, and this talent will be developed, sometimes where least expected. Every advantage possible is to be given to the colored youth who are capable of becoming useful workers in the Lord's vineyard. There are those who, with proper training, can be prepared to conduct sanitariums for colored people. In all cases, they will need the assistance of white workers, but their talents will tell greatly for the success of the work. Schools for colored children and youth are to be established in many places. The teachers are to bring a softening, subduing influence into the school. In their habits and their dress, they are always to be neat and tidy. They will find that the students need this example, and they will find also that they are very quick to imitate. When old or young show refinement of manner and taste in dress, this is never to be discouraged.